భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 5 వర్స్ 15 శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ ఏతావత్ బ్రహ్మణాయుక్త్వా విరరామ మహామతి తం సన్నే వత్స కృపిత సుదీనో రాజసేవక ది గ్రేట్ సెయింట్ నారద ముని కంటిన్యూర్ ది గ్రేట్ సోల్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ బికేమ్ సైలెంట్ after saying this to his teachers Sanda and Amarka, the seminal sons of Sukracharya, the so-called Brahmanas then became angry at him because they were servants of Hiranyakashipu. They were very sorry to chastise Prahlad Maharaj. They spoke as follows. The great saint Narada Muni continued, the great soul Prahlad Maharaj became silent after saying this to his teachers, Sanda and Amarka, the seminal sons of Sukracharya, the so-called Brahmanas, then became angry at him because they were servants of Hiranyakashipu. Very sorry. And just as Prahlad Maharaj, they spoke as follows. So, it's continuing the what was said in the previous sloka. After that, Prahlad Maharaj fell silent, which made Sanda and Amarka angry and upset. What did he say? He said the truth. He said the truth. The truth is that no one is our enemy or friend. If our bad karmas are there, we will get someone who will agitate us, who will disturb us. The other person is not wrong, but because we have bad karmas, so we are meant to go through some bad period. So when you see things proper perspective, why good things happen to us? Well, we have done something good. Why bad things happen to us? Because we did something bad. If you think good about others, the vibrations grow a story. One time there was a person who sells firewood. Firewood can be used for burning the body. Firewood can be used for cooking and many other fuel purposes. Man, he has a lot of firewood, but practically no business. You know, people are anxiety when there is no income, nothing going on. Actually, suppose we are running the temple. No income is coming, but the expenditure, that will not stop. Is that right? Whether the income or not, the expenditure that will go on. You have to use fans, you have to use lights, you have to do the offerings, you have to freak the devotees, everything, whether income is there or not, the expenses will go on. That's why everybody is generally anxiety. How things will go on. So this man, who has a stock of firewood, he came to see the king. A very dirty thought came to his mind. If the king dies, there's going to be a big funeral and then sell my firewood. A strange thought. Just like when the doctor is sitting idle, some sick person will come. Then you think bad about people. People are healthy. The doctors are without job. So you can expect a doctor who is maintaining his family by practice, he wants that people should become patients. Not a good thing. He expects that she should come with some complaint, some problem. I can do my job as a doctor and make some money. Anyone who is coming, he may be coming. Just like we go to meet a doctor. We go to meet a doctor, not that I am sick. I just want to preach to the doctor, like you people go and meet doctors. In the beginning, they may think, this lady is coming, maybe she has some panic problem. Maybe this lady has some problem, if it is going to be eye hospital, maybe she has some eye problem. He has not interrogated you. He has not found out why you come. Or sometimes when you go, they think you are a beggar. The people have to beg some money, so please go. We are not going to public to beg. The Krishna has provided enough. And as long as you follow the standards of a devotee, Krishna will run the show. It's not we. When you become too self-conscious, you think I am running the show. That's why I don't do anything. So I'm clear that I'm not running the show. I don't go out to raise funds and all that. So I'm clear that Krishna is running the show. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. Let me do some devotional activity. Read books, plan some devotional programs and everything. Where for money comes. Let us see. Krishna is running the show. So when you go to somebody's place, they think you are a beggar. These people have come to ask for some donation. We are not in such a pitiable condition. That you have to go and beg donations. You go, you are actually kind to them. They are leading a hellish life. You want to guide them. They think money is everything. They think they are very capable people. Negative qualities like pride, arrogance. Ego problem, things like that. So devotees go by their behavior. Generally, a good preacher will preach in such a way that the other man is so convincing. Now, how can I help? What kind of help can I do? Teach to him so nicely. I should grab the opportunity to serve. So now the point is, people are in ignorance, bodily concept, so they think friends, enemies, and like that. Yesterday we told, who is your friend? One who gives you sense gratification, and one who keeps you in ignorance, one who doesn't give you real happiness, you consider him as your friend. And whom you consider as your enemy, who interferes with your sense gratification. But for devotees, the opposite holds good. If somebody is interfering with sense gratification, suppose I am thinking I am boss here, everybody is under my control and like that. And when my seniors come or my equals come, then I cannot act or behave like that. Actually, a devotee is always in the mood. A good devotee is always in the mood of I am a servant. It should always be. I am a servant. When you are in that mood, actually, we are servants of Krishna, we are servants of Guru and Vaishnavas, we are servants of the public. When you are preaching to somebody, suppose he already knows Krishna consciousness. So what you have to preach? Just like you go to Vrindavan, you go to Jagannath Puri and wants to preach there. What do you have to preach? They are already devotees. So if you are able to preach to some ignorant man, you have to be thankful to him that I am getting an opportunity to talk about Krishna, which is the perfection of the tongue. Perfection of the function of speech is that an opportunity to speak about Krishna. So whenever you are preaching, we should not have the mentality, these are ignorant people and I am a very knowledgeable man, so I am talking to them now. We are grateful that they are giving us an opportunity to speak about Krishna. So, with a humble, grateful heart, such kind of preaching will have effect. When you preach, and with the mood that you know, I know, and they are ignorant, so Krishna is not happy. If Krishna is not happy, can you convince anybody about Krishna? Not possible. We want to make the whole world devotees, but nobody is with me because our presentation is not proper. So like we are running the temple for the last 17 years. Nobody is with me devotees. How many families have become followers and following all the regs, regulated principles, chanting. The people don't think we are devotees. They think we are doing all this to get money from them. In the background, so you give money. Maybe you'll get money, but you will not get them. You will not be able to make them devotees. So preaching is for an expert person. Not everybody can preach. The preacher is expert, only one who is expert in preach. Otherwise we are trying to preach. And the preaching is effective means that you are preaching. Then we are only making trials. Maybe I should talk like this, maybe I should speak like this. But if you know the mood, things will happen fast. Things will happen better. We are trying to make room for Krishna Katha. Umpteen times Prabhupada told, money is not a problem for Krishna devotees. How many times Prabhupada has told, Krishna is Lakshmipati. If Krishna is with you, how there can be shortage of money? There are somebody sent a WhatsApp message. Devotees are so simple. There are nothing much to ask from God. Devotees are simple. A devotee, Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya. A Brahmin becomes happy if he gets his plate of prasad. He's not looking for any accumulation, big bank balance. He's not looking for that. A Brahmin, without asking, then he gets some prasad and says, "Oh, Krishna is so kind. Yes, fulfilled my needs." A Kshatriya, he becomes happy when he says, "Oh, your management is so good. You manage people so nicely, they are all satisfied. They talk good about you." I don't know. Tejasvini, she has sent an SMS. "Previously, I was coming to the temple. It was so good. I don't know whether it is true or not. Let's say I'm putting this stuff before you. I was coming to ISKCON Nellore for a long time as a student. I think the situation has changed in the temple. People have become money-minded. I don't know." She's writing it. SMS to me. What made her write like that? I think now the temple, the people have become pretty money-minded. Actually, personally, I was thinking, now, because we are doing bhakti, Krishna, without asking anybody, by Krishna's arrangement itself, temple is going on. Right? Previously, we have to collect money, we have to pay the temple bills. But Krishna is wearing all that. Eat nicely and preach. Every month I do this. So, we are more free to preach now. Right? The way she is thinking. Are you all money-minded, money-conscious like that? Whoever comes to the temple, or should I collect some money from you? The devotee's mood is, whoever comes to the temple, how can I see that he also learns these two mantras and God has given him a place to stay in it. They have their own house. Now, they are simply resting their time, wandering here and there. Somehow, you walk into his temple. I should, the Buddha Krishna is sending somebody so he can preach to him. And the point is, we are talking about Prahlad. He said, I was telling some story. Really, she is not sleeping today. Nobody said, Harivad. So the king, the guy, he went to the king and he said, if the king dies, a big function is there, I can sell a lot of firewood. And the king, he just, can you supply to our royal kitchen firewood? So he felt very bad. I came here and the king is giving me some business. And I'm thinking if he dies, then he supplied the firewood. Next time when I was coming, what is what? The king should live many, many years. Then I'm getting business. Getting business, and now he asked me to supply firewood to royal kitchen. And he said, can you supply firewood to our military kitchen? And can you send firewood to our chowdhuries? There are many chowdhuries, free food centers. So now he's having all good feelings with the king should live longer so that I keep getting business for him. So the point is the consciousness. Consciousness, we think friends and enemies and so on. That means that is our consciousness. We are in self-consciousness. And when we hear people say something we don't like, immediately we think it's a threat. But the word is the difference. The word is, whenever, suppose a devotee is poor, so people don't come. But if people come, maybe you may ask them, help. Can you give me a loan? If the devotee is poor, people don't want to come. Maybe I know how to help. So maintain my friendship with them. But how does a devotee take it? A devotee will take it. He is making me depend on Krishna. It's so good he has stopped coming. Otherwise, I think I can depend on him. But he is so kind that by not coming, he is making me depend on Krishna. The devotee is supposed to depend on Krishna. So, you are not having any negative thoughts. If people let you down, then the times are not good. If you are a devotee, you are very upbeat. Positive. They are making me depend on Krishna. And also, the hardships at the time when you know who are your real friends and who are not. When you are in difficulty, if your real friends, they are anxious to help you and getting an opportunity to show that I love him and I love her. So a difficult situation, you are very positive. In a difficult situation, you will know who are actually your friends. So that you can appreciate them. Sri Prahlad, he made the statement, enemies and friends. This is a non-devotee mentality. Whenever you think, this company of people, I'm very comfortable if I go home and I see my parents' affection and like that. Even if you are seeing friends and enemies. Last night, Vishnu was talking something to people. Because we are not mature devotees. We are mature devotees. Now, Krishna is, they are indifferent to me. But if I am a devotee myself, then I should know how to handle them. Now, it is a test for you, whether you are a devotee or not. You are a devotee, you know, how to handle the situation. Now, Krishna is testing me. Everybody will love when you are loved. But only devotee, when you are not loved, then also you love. Okay, Krishna is freely giving us love. Krishna is loving you. The devotee also. Love is one-sided. Reciprocal love is not called love. Reciprocal love is called business. Business. Oh, you did this to me. I'm also anxious to do something for you. So, that's a devotee. So, a devotee, you are called self-satisfied. A devotee is not expecting anything from anybody. He's trying to grab the opportunity to serve others, you know. Where were you? In the yatra. We were in Kolkata. We were in Kolkata. In the Patit Pawan Das and Acharya Ratan Das. So we are so fortunate your group has come. They are coming and taking, they have to cook for us, they have to serve us, they make arrangements. We have 70 people coming in and there are only 2 people. I had to do a lot of work and they were not thinking like that. And what he said, he told me, well, we are very fortunate because your group has come, Maharaj also has come. The Maharaj has come, he has got a group. And we have an opportunity to serve you all. See what he's saying, we have an opportunity to serve you. Nothing like that. People are coming over to think it. That's not a devotee. That means we are just in the guise of a devotee, you have to relax. Just chant the character. That's not a devotee. Devotee means you get to serve. So we should get out of our head this idea. Friends and enemies. Actually, friends, enemies educate you. Enemies, they churn you. Enemies, they make you introspective. So, for devotees, surely the enemies are your best friends. They're from so-called friends, you relax. Nothing to learn because they are all glorifying you, they don't find fault in you. So, if your faults are not exposed, how you are going to become a better devotee? So, that's what Prahlad Maharaj said. One who is not in contact with the super soul, he cannot be free from this reality. This is good situation for me. This is bad situation. I don't have facilities here. If loose devotees, they want to go to a temple where there are facilities. Staunch devotees, they want to stay in a place. This place needs my service because not much facilities are there. I stay here. Put my shoulder to the job so that Krishna can be given better service. People don't care for Krishna. The facilities are there for me or not. We don't care for Jagannath. We are caring for ourselves. But good devotees always see where is the need. There is the need, you stay there and you are doing substantial service to the Lord. Because so much manpower is needed. So you have a lot of service to do. So only from a devotee. Have tears in your eyes. Prabhupada, 82-year-old man, cooking all by himself because the restaurant they don't know. They don't know nothing about it. They just know to boil potatoes and put some salt and pepper in it. That is their cuisine. That is their culinary art. Cooking skills. That they are so gross. They eat meat, they drink wine, they live like animals. So they don't know the art of cooking. They like animals eat grass and go for such gratification. Kill cow. They don't know. Take milk, make many preparations. It takes a lot of time to make to make koa, to make ghee. Go on. So it doesn't get burnt in the bottom. As the water becomes less and less, you have to be more careful. Then it just burns. And it smells and the whole preparation is spoiled. So you have to be alert, and you have to be like making. In Andhra, they make curry. Just, but you go, jitna jada samay karte rahe, jitna ubalte rahe, utna curry ka swad badega. That's what they say in North India. You take khatti, lassi. Sour lassi, not fresh lassi. Put some gram powder, basin, go on burning, burn it. The more time, your milk also. One day, it's all brownish buttermilk. What is this? We boil the milk. Taste better and when you boil it. It's true. But then why are you wasting time? You have nothing else to do. So the point is, the great saint Narada Muni, he continued. Whenever people show interest in hearing, whenever people are eager to hear, not that you already know, you already heard, it's a question of purification. The same thing, Bhagavad Gita, thing is, have you become a devotee of God? If you are not, then you be attentive when you are hearing. It's not a question of I know. So, you're not knowing. Knowing is called data. When you know things, then you have data with you. But, did you come out of the three modes of material nature? Not. How to come out of the material nature? Keep yourself in Krishna consciousness. Keep hearing something or the other. Keep doing something or the other. not a question of that's a Prabhupada said, the disease of Western devotees is something new. So get masala from the Mayavadi. It will destroy to death. If you tell such nonsense stories, we have a Prabhupada disciple ask them, who told you this story? They say, Ram went to Ravan to find out what message he has before his death. There is nothing like that in Rama. What message Rama has to get from Ravan? What's a masala? Something. But the Mayavadis, they just have to keep the audience with some masala. People want, this man wants fame and money. And the people, they don't want to change, they want some masala, entertainment, and they go. Otherwise, they sleep. So, Sangeetamayi Katha. One time, Radha Govind Maharaj asked, what is Sangeetamayi Katha? Nonsense. Whenever there are classes in the college, after having 2-3 classes of Sangeetamayi, go to your music class and come back. Because you're bored of living your botany and your geology. Let's go for the music. But for entertainment, you are supposed to become your subject. And a botany student, you learn. It's not a boring subject. Let's go for some music and come back. You are never serious about botany. You just want to relax. Or when Sukadeva Goswami, first time the Bhagavata was recited by Irinath Haya, some Mridanga players from Kartal, some team. Now he was just going all alone by himself. He's going all alone. Nowadays he thinks, I'm only one person. If there is no Mridanga player, how is it? No, that's not the important thing. If you're a solid devotee, nothing is there, you sit down and you speak Krishna Katha. You will understand, I'm very miserable because I'm not a Krishna devotee. I should become Krishna. No Mridanga is necessary, no music is necessary. But because we are in Kali Yuga, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, Desi and Basmati rice. Nowadays, you don't make devotees. They say, oh, you know, temple we eat Desi ghee, you know. Ganesh will run to Salem. Desi ghee, chance of your mother is feeling good. You find that. It is correct. And I went to Salem. Maharaj, you are proudly saying, we are using Desi ghee here. I said, how much can you buy? 400 rupees. Nah. 400, anybody will give Desi ghee. From 50 liters of milk, you get 1 kg. 50 liters, 30 into 50. 1500 rupees. Just to buy milk, 1500. What about the labor? What about the gas? What about the time? What about the time? Then after the milk, you have to jamai, you have to make it into curd, then you have to. So 1500 is starting point. And after so many things are added. So to get really desi ghee, 1 kg, don't be surprised, it should be between 2500 and 3000 with really desi ghee. Because the cow only gives 0.5 liter and 1 liter. So then we got to the way of eating this food. So people like Ganesh, let's go. Our health is not good here because we have nothing like that. So the point is, in Kali Yuga, to make devotees, you have to do these gimmicks. But actually, if you want to be a devotee, you don't look for anything. Suppose you come here to become a devotee. And I don't mind whether I'm getting up for Mangalati or not. And I don't mind if you're doing seva or not. Then you would like to stay here. Because you are not up to Hirayana here. It's all right here. I'm not pushing you to do things. But actually, if you want to become a devotee, you have to be given a joy to push. Because you are in your own modes. You are in your own modes. Mode of prayer, mode of tamanga. If somebody takes you to task, then you feel like going away, my God. And if you come to become a servant, you come to become a devotee, and the more you are polished, the more you are made to do things better, you should feel good. The devotee is supposed to do a class job, not I wash job, I did it. That is why I asked you to go and clean. I clean. Go there. So many things still to show. This is not proper clean. So, a devotee is a perfectionist. I mean, it is an endless process. You always do things better. Then at the message today here is that Prahlad Maharaj became silent after talking to his teachers, Sanda and Amarka. That means Prahlad Maharaj was good. And Prahlad Maharaj, he knows that he will not be taken appreciatively, but he did not fear. The devotee is not afraid. He had to speak the truth. And in Sanda Marka, there are Brahmins, that's a Prabhupada commented. In Sanda, so called Brahmins means seminal Brahmins, born in a Brahmin family. Seminal Brahmin is Sukracharya. So, Srauta Brahmin and Seminal Brahmin. Sukra Brahmin and Srauta Brahmin. So, by Sukra you will not be a Brahmin. Like our parents are Brahmins. Tripathi. Tripathi means well versed with three Vedas. But what? Criticizing, insulting devotees, criticizing devotees. The essence. Tripathi, the more you are learned, the more you understand the glories of the holy name and your own daughter. At least I am not able to do it, my daughter is doing it. She is a jewel in our family. You should feel like that. Said you are a curse in our family. You said like that? You are a curse. And that's a brand. Because you are a devotee, then we did a bad thing by giving birth to you. This is all brand. Kaliyuga Brahmins. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So we should not be discouraged because we are practicing bhakti, we are learning bhakti, education and training. So whatever is going on, we see things philosophically. Not become disturbed, or not just superficially. Oh, why girls are staying in the temple? Stupid question. That means you cannot see the Vaishnavas or what? You don't attend classes. Don't attend classes. Don't cooperate. So, that's called smarta. Smarta means thinking in a very is a friend to us, because we have become a very senior brother. What did this Rai Sekhar, what did the Chandra Sekhar way to us? Why should I take their association? Actually, senior devotee means one is trying to please the authorities. One is trying to be in a team spirit. Nothing happens. Devotees never like to be alone. One will always be team spirit. Let's all together. Let's all be together and let's try to please the Guru and Vaishnava. That's where everyone's good. Not just doing classes and not just, and you know, I'm 15 years old. So, devotees have knowledge of the...